Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann.
Watch the scripture. And the great dragon was cast out, prevailed not, their place was not found anymore. Him. Great dragon. Calls him a great dragon now. Great dragon, though. If he's saying great dragon, that dragon must have some power.
Yeah.
And was cast out, and that serpent tells you who it is, the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Has he deceived you? Has he deceived you and told you you can be God? Has he told you that there's many ways to heaven? Has he told you just to sign a membership card? Has he told you just to be dunked underwater? Has he told you that? Because he can deceive you. But if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, believe that He's the way, the truth, and the life, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Not going to be saved. Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Would you like to call on the Lord today? Call the church over there, First Baptist. They'll answer the phone, and they'll send me out to see you. Glory to God. Well, we go together. Yeah, and the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil, Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I'm not done. We got more. Watch this here. Verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Did you know that Satan has access right now? God's allowing him. He's got him on a leash, but he can come and say, hey, Fred, he's not serving you. You just give him everything, Lord. He might be saying, accusing you. Yeah, why don't we test Fred? Why don't we test Mike? Why don't we test Spike? Why don't we test you? What's your first name?
Dale.
Sale?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Dale's in your mind.
Yeah.
What's in
you? You're a junior?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, praise God. You know, are you a Christian?
Yeah.
If you're not, I want to get you saved today.
Okay.
All right. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God loves them. God loves people. Yeah. Now, the Bible says right there, in the next few verses, says, because Satan is cast out to the earth, he doesn't have that access anymore in that third heaven. See, he's down here now. Woe to the earth, and woe to the sea, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down to you knowing. He knows more than most of us. Knowing, because he can read the Bible, knowing that he has a short period of time. And you know, in that same passage it says, rejoice, O heavens. He's not in the air anymore. So here's the final message. Good angels, bad angels. Good humans, well, saved humans, unsaved humans. Because of your stubbornness and rebelliousness, you are storing wrath up, you humans. Because of your stubbornness, you've rejected the kindness of God. So because of your stubbornness and rebellion, you're storing up wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the judgment of God, who will render every man according to his deeds. You're stubborn. You're rebellious. Just like those stiff-necked Israelites that the earth had to swallow them up. Okay, turn in your Bible. Angels, prophetically in Revelation, blowing trumpets, preaching the everlasting gospel. And do you know what happens to that dragon? It takes one angel. In Revelation chapter 20, after all is said and done, he knows he has a short time. His short time is ended right here. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Only takes one angel of God's to take care of the great dragon. How you like that? How you like that? Didn't take a lot of them, did it? Took one. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And cast him in the bottomless pit and shut him up. Put a seal on him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years of peace on earth. Glory to God in peace on earth.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.